This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to talk to you all because...
Oh, geez. Wow. What?
No, everything's okay. I just had a realization that I am getting old. And...
Am I allowed to ask how old you are?
Do
you
want to answer? Absolutely. Okay. I don't care. I'm 32, okay. Freshly. Very newly 32. So yeah, there are two people in this room, I believe, who are older than me. But you know that moment... Like, you all have had that moment.
What?
You've all had that moment where you're sitting there, you're having a conversation with someone, or you're like contemplating something, or your knees crack, whatever it is. And you go, oh my gosh, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
My fiance and I had that moment the last few days because we have been talking, researching, and like extensively discussing the purchasing of a lawnmower.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Go ahead. And really, oh, by no. Extensive research and talking, it's him talking to me about it, and I don't know what's going on.
But I still have some spreadsheets. I can share them with you.
Send them over to
this
him.
This is so weird because I
you're remembering.
No, that is exactly when I knew I was. But like, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you're old, because do you want to talk about it?
Do I want to talk about what?
The lawnmower.
It feels necessary. It feels like a requirement because our
lawn. You're fine.
Okay.
You're not old.
It's not because I'm excited by
it. He is. He's old.
Oh, yeah. Like, while we've been sitting here, he texted me today. Hey, there's this deal at Home Depot. Yep. We could get a leaf blower and a weed whacker. The same brand. The batteries all work together. Like, he's going on and on. And I'm like, I don't care.
Is there a chance that you could maybe go home now early? You can have the rest of the day off and maybe he could come in? Because Tiak and I would love to sit here.
They have talked so much about lawnmowers.
Really?
Or lawn care in general, Aaron. Oh, do not say we don't whatever. Pigeonhole us into just mowers. Yeah.
Do the words weed and feed kind of get you going? We had a weed and feed earlier this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Had to keep the dog off the weed and feed.
I'm very excited, yeah.
This is...
I recommend the Ego. The battery is pretty good.
The Ego's amazing. Yep. I've got an Ego.
I highly recommend Slacker giving you his old one.
Gave him his Ego mower.
The best
you
way to go.
You don't have another old one to give
me? No, but if Costco or somebody has them in, you might get one.
Hold
off
on.
Of me.
You're behind me, so you would get my old one.
I would get Slacker. I don't have a yard yet, but you're behind me.
What if Aaron needs a lawnmower?
I don't.
You don't want... No, but that is definitely a moment when you realize... Like,
this is important to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how we're spending our money on this, like, how much are we gonna
go big? Go big. You won't regret it.
Well, we don't own our home yet, so we're gonna go bigger once we own a home with a bigger yard.
That makes sense.
But we gotta upkeep the rental.
This is really strange you're bringing this up because I mowed yesterday,
and
when I was mowing, I was like, I wonder if Erica and her fiance, I wonder if the place they rent mows their yard, or
you
if they're going to...
thinking about us mowing our yard?
I was like, because you got a yard. And I'm like, oh my God, I wonder who mows that. When you rent, do you have to mow your own grass?
Depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering.
This all sounds like a euphemism.
Yep, it does. Well, but congratulations. You're not old. You don't care. Like, you're doing it. Your fiance is old, but you're not.
Yeah, like, he could, like, chill.
He's texting about it. He's old as hell.
Thinking about it constantly.
Yes. No, that he's the old one.
Yeah. And he is 6 months older than me, so.
Here's when I realized I was old, and it has to do with concerts.
Mm.
I remember going to concerts, picking the perfect t-shirt that was baggy enough that you couldn't tell I had dumped bottles of Jack Daniel into a Ziploc bag and duct taped them all around my body. Cause like,
oh yeah. Wow.
And then you've just got mixers on your calves and you've got booze taped to your body. Mm-hmm. And then you are hoping there's not a pat down at security.
Right. Cause then they're gonna be like, what's this jiggly?
Right. It's like, right. You just kind of go, brah, brah, I'm fat or whatever.
Right.
And then
that's how it goes.
Right. Then you're heading to a concert. You've taped no bags of booze to your body. You've got bottles of water. You've got your Nalgene bottle so you can refill it in the concert. You've got a fanny pack on with Band-Aids in there and
Tums
and eye drops.
Oh yeah,
because there's a lot of weed smell in the air, yeah. And you want to keep your eyes clear. That's the moment when you're like, "What the hell happened to me? I should have drugs taped to my body."
Oh my god!
But instead, I have Visine.
I'm with Aaron on the Tums.
Yeah. You bring Tums to
it? I've got Tums on me all the time and Pepto.
That's good to know. I bring them on vacations.
Yeah. Everyone in this room is old.
The food is spicy. What do you want from us?
If you've become old out of nowhere, we want to know that moment when you realized that it happened to you. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
Mine is also with concerts. I am the youngest in the room, not by much, but I realized I started getting old when I left them early.
Because you didn't want to deal with traffic.
You infuriate me so much. You don't stay for the hit.
I don't.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They're too loud, too.
I wear earplugs to all of my concerts.
No,
they're on my key rings. I have them on me all the time. Gotta protect your hearing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You ever mix up the Tums and the earplugs?
Oh, Hack, what's wrong with you? When did you know?
Everything. I am addicted to the weather app. I always know forecast.
You are so old when it comes to that.
I judge my neighbor's lawn. Not only do I take care of my own, I judge the neighbors if they're not keeping up. But the moment that I really knew was the first time, I was picking up my kid from school, my son. And we were walking out, and the teacher came out and kind of like yelled at us. He had forgotten something. She goes, "Mr. Hack, Mr. Hack." And we just kept walking.
Because that's not you.
Who's Mr. Hack?
Who's that? And Mr. Hack. And then Leo was finally like,
Dad.
Like, they're,
that's you.
And I turn around, I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, and then I'm like, oh, you're talking to me? Mr. Hack.
When somebody calls you sir, it's not good.
They're like, oh, yeah, I guess I am your dad. Yeah. I guess I'm the, That was it.
I just remembered another one now that you brought up school. Please, can I get through the whole thing before you start judging me?
Unlikely, but sure.
So at my daughter's high school, a scantily clad 18-year-old, right? Midriff showing, boobs pushed together.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole, they're mm-hmm. supposed, that should elicit
avert
a response in a male, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying. Okay, and all I can think of is she better cover up.
Oh my gosh, you're old.
You stop. They seem so young, and you're like, "What are you doing?" No, cover up.
Where's her father?
I mean, no. The same with The Little Mermaid for me. When I stopped agreeing with Ariel, and instead I was like, "Why are you giving up your voice for a boy, you dummy?"
That's the moment you're old.
Yeah,
when you stop. Yep. Identifying with the main character.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyone got any Toms in the room?
I got you.
All right. Well, if you feel old, tell us the moment it happened to you. 303-222-5423.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about how we are getting old. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to out her. I'm going to out her right now. You know how you were saying you had a spreadsheet for your mower?
Mm-hmm.
Her fiancé heard us talking about it, mm-hmm, and just texted. And what did he text, Erica?
That he also had a spreadsheet for this, but he didn't tell me about it. Which is like even older of him,
yes,
to be like,
ancient.
Erica doesn't want to know, no. Yeah. So I'm going to keep it to myself.
My wife can't find out about my spreadsheets.
Yeah, so how did you know you were getting old? Caitlin?
Yay.
How'd you find out you were old?
So I found out, I started feeling really old when I started enjoying cleaning, because I've always been one of those people who hates cleaning.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You used to be a young person.
Right.
And now.
Right.
Is it cleaning? Because I don't get excited about cleaning.
Okay.
But organizing. That's different.
Okay.
It's the cleaning anywhere. Well, so I'm to the point with my cleaning now where I'm like, oh, hey, I have time. I can organize now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I bought a Brother labeler and just went,
oh no.
Oh yeah. Cause now you can just start putting labels on stuff.
My fiance is really old then. He's like started getting like racks for totes.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh boy.
You're calling me out. I went out and bought myself a little labeler so I could label all of the drawers in my house.
That's a good move.
Having your drawers labeled. I do not knock it. Cause then when somebody comes over, it's like, where is that? It's like, just look. It's labeled.
On the exterior?
Not like that.
Okay.
So your fiance is searching the internet for racks, and he's like, it's not what you think. I swear,
like,
I'm just old.
Like, it's been racks. Yeah.
Chris?
Yay.
How'd you know you were old?
This happened just a couple of weeks ago, actually. So my oldest is graduating high school.
Oh.
Next week. And a couple weeks ago, we went to go tour a technical college.
Oof.
And we walked out as a college enrollee.
Yeah. Mm. When you start realizing your kids aren't,
Yeah, they're getting.
Well, and then on top of everything, next year, my daughter graduates high school, my son graduates college.
Yeah, just give it up. Start making spreadsheets.
Oh my gosh.
Rhonda.
Yay.
How'd you know you're old?
It's also about a concert.
Okay.
My dad and I are both huge Santana fans.
Oh, boy.
And
Santana?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're already there. You're already at old.
Thanks for the call.
I go to all his concerts every year he's here.
Yeah.
But anyway, as adults, all the adults in the family, which included one of my sisters, my brother, his pregnant wife at the time, and my parents, went to a Santana concert at Fiddler's Green when it was Fiddler's Green.
Mm-hmm.
And during the concert, of course, everything is blowing. And I look down, my husband looks down and looks at the edge of the aisle where my mom was sitting. She always liked the end seat so she could go potty.
What?
And my mom is passing joints from behind her to the aisle in front of her.
Okay.
So I nudged my dad to point at my mom, and my dad leans forward, sits back or leans back and says, I can't believe she's not taking a hit off of that.
She just passed it.
She's not Bogarting.
My mom was 65 years old. Okay. So I'm like, what? Okay. So I never got the straight story.
Yeah, no. I don't think we got it either.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Eve?
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
How did you know you were old? I'm aging as this goes on.
I went hiking on a trip with my son and I fell. Uh-huh. And so when they did x-rays, they told me I have osteoporosis in my knees. I just turned 30 this year.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.